Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are learning more about former President Trump's arraignment next week following a grand jury's indictment. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
The defendant in the People versus Donald Trump is due to appear Tuesday afternoon in court for his arraignment. As a Secret Service protectee who will be surrounded by federal agents, he is not expected to be handcuffed. The movement of a former president into and out of court is being coordinated among several federal and local law enforcement agencies and will involve dozens of officers.
Details of the indictment, including charges, are still under seal, but it does follow a grand jury's investigation related to Trump's hush money payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Meantime, Trump supporters aren't showing up in big numbers in New York right now, but protesters are gathering outside of Trump Tower.
A rally in support of the indictment outside Trump Tower.
A jury of people just like you and me said there's enough evidence here to indict Trump. And to me, that says our democracy is working.
The theme of the demonstration, no one is above the law.
I don't care how wealthy, how powerful, how famous somebody is. If there is evidence that they committed a crime, that evidence should be investigated. And if their evidence holds up, they should be charged.
Mara Rubin, CBS News, New York.
President Biden is in Mississippi now checking out damage from an EF4 tornado that killed 21 people last week. Leaders say it could take years to rebuild. And now Western Kentucky is bracing for similar weather. Governor Andy Beshear.
The words that the meteorologist used is that it was probable that we would see long track violent tornadoes.
Tornado watches are also in effect for several states from northern Iowa to Louisiana. The Vatican now confirms that Pope Francis will be discharged tomorrow from a hospital in Rome where he's been getting treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old is expected to lead Palm Sunday services on Sunday. Minneapolis is revamping policing.
The agreement between the Minneapolis City Council and the state comes 3 years after the murder of George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey praises the deal.
This agreement helps to ensure that the policy itself meets the road, it meets the ground, that neighbors and officers alike feel that change.
The changes follow a highly critical report that stated the Minneapolis Police Department engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination and that that pattern was not new when George Floyd was killed. Instead, it had been in practice for more than a decade. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The EPA has approved California's plan to start phasing out diesel truck sales next year. It's part of the state's plan to cut carbon emissions and improve air quality. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natmare. Here's what you need to know. Rain is expected to move into Wisconsin, eventually turning over to snow. Plan for slippery travel conditions and be ready for the potential of some strong thunderstorms. These weather patterns expected to persist over the next several weeks. That brings with it a possibility of flooding. It will take more staff to speed up processing times for license applications in Wisconsin. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Dan Harreth, telling the Budget Committee processing times now average 38 days. Compared to nearly 80 days in 2021. The department can't use its own budget surplus without the GOP-led legislature's approval. Governor Evers requested 20 new positions for the department in 2019-2021 and 12 in the following budget, but the legislature only approved one new position each time. The delays have kept thousands of workers waiting weeks to get their professional licenses. I'm Jane Nantner. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, was it made yesterday. And boy, was I mistaken about Alvin Bragg. I'll tell you something. I was very dissatisfied when Alvin Bragg didn't prosecute Donald Trump about a year ago, right after he took office. Two of his experienced prosecutors were ready to do it. Deeply suspicious that nothing was going to happen, and I was wrong. We went off the air yesterday about 4 o'clock, and while we were on the air, probably late on the air, a grand jury returned an indictment of Donald Trump. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the legal basis of it. I want to talk about upcoming procedures. And I want to talk about the impact on the country. And I'm going to start with the impact on the country. In a perverse way, I think this is a great event for the country and a sad, tragic event for the country. I'm not in a celebratory mood. Donald Trump, as a criminal defendant, has a right to the presumption of innocence, has a right to present his case, and due process will apply. The reason I think that it's a great day for the United States is because it's a great day for the rule of law. No one is above the law, no matter what his position. And this case shows that even a former president and a wealthy man, if he commits a criminal offense, and an indictment, by the way, is a statement that there is probable cause to believe that he committed a crime. Prosecutor has to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at the trial. Difference between the two is that beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest form of the highest bar that any litigant has to make in any trial in the United States. Now, at the same time, it's a sad day for the United States because a former president embodies in him that at one time he was both the head of government and the head of state. We're one of the few countries in the world that combine those roles. You take a look at Britain. You have King Charles. He's the head of state. The head of government is Rishi Sunak, who is a prime minister, which just means he's the first minister for the king. And hundreds of years ago, the king was the guy that ran things. Now the king is a figurehead. But still, the king is the embodiment of the state in Britain, and the prime minister is the embodiment of the government, or the head of government. And that's true in a lot of other countries. In this country, the genius of our founding fathers is that George Washington, a lot of people wanted him to be king. He said no. But he was the head of state as well as head of government, so is Joe Biden, every other president we've ever had. So what's going to happen now? Well, normally what would happen is, in a white-collar case like this, the lawyers could bring Trump in. And Alvin Bragg wanted him brought in today, or he'd be arrested. One wrinkle which won't be triggered is that since he's in Mar-a-Lago, that's in Florida, what you do is you extradite him, and that takes a few days. The governor of New York would sign an extradition warrant that would be shown to a judge in Florida, and they'd order his arrest down there. One little wrinkle, DeSantis, trying to suck up to the Trump mob, said that he would not enforce an extradition order. That is a violation of our Constitution. Article 4, Section 2 of our Constitution says that if somebody commits an offense, any crime, in another state, but he runs to another state, in this case, Florida, quote, he shall be delivered up to be transported to the state having jurisdiction of the crime. DeSantis has just flat out said, I won't obey the Constitution. This guy is off the charts. But in any event, it's unthinkable that Trump will demand to be arrested. And it's not going to happen. His lawyers have said they'd bring him in. They wouldn't bring him in today because the Secret Service said, we can't coordinate all this so quick. I've heard, till I'm blue in the face, a lot of people speculating he's going to be brought in at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. That's 1:15 p.m. Central time. Maybe. But Trump is the kind of guy who will try to delay it. They'll say the Secret Service needs some coordination with the police more than they have, blah, blah, blah. I have no confidence it'll be at any particular time. But I would say that if it's not next week, and fairly early next week, I think that Alvin Bragg will have an extradition warrant sent out for him. The other rumor, it's under seal, you know, but the other rumor is that there are 34 counts in it. Some people say at least over 30. How do you get 34 counts out of a $130,000 payment to a porn star? What prosecutors do is break it up in many counts so that if the defendant ultimately is persuaded to plead to a couple of them, they dismiss the rest. They don't put all their eggs in one basket. So in this case, there was more than one check apparently involved. Michael Cohen, whom they laundered the payment through, the lawyer who went to prison, took out a HELOC loan, home equity loan from a bank, undoubtedly misrepresented the reason he wanted it. Trump, we know, put it down falsely in the records of the company as just a legal fee. And this may go beyond just Stormy Daniels. There's another woman that he paid. She was apparently subject to testimony in the grand jury. And who knows? It could be that as well. And it could be other things. Conspiracy. In any event, 30 counts is a lot of counts. And the rumor also is, published by the New York Times, that there are felonies alleged. How do you get a felony when the fact is that the payment, the underlying charge, is he falsely put on the books and records of his company that it was a legal fee when it was essentially a payoff to a woman he'd had an affair with? Well, it's a misdemeanor in New York, except that if you do it to conceal something else that's some other wrongdoing, that boosts it to a felony. What's the other wrongdoing? In this case, he did it just shortly before the presidential election in 2016. He claims, and frankly, if he had not been running for president, if he'd paid her 130 grand so his wife wouldn't find out, that's not a felony. If he puts it on the books and records of his company as something else, that's a misdemeanor. But in this case, he clearly, according to the grand jury, thought that he was doing it. He thought that he was doing it because he didn't want it out at the election. And so they indicted him. And there may be other things here, too. I'm speculating. Over 30 counts, they'll be revealed at the arraignment, which some say is Tuesday, and I don't know when it's going to be. The Republican response has been essentially attacking Alvin Bragg and close to an incitement to violence. Kevin McCarthy was one of the worst. Now he's the speaker, and he's attacking Alvin Bragg, saying that this irreparably damages our country. And what I say to him is, This is a sorrowful day and a day to exalt in the rule of law. I'm going to be talking a lot about this today, and the lines are starting to light up. So I'm going to go to the lines. Bill Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
You know, you were talking about the possible other charges. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that before he came to run for the presidency, he had 26 sexual assaults. And they were all, like, pending or paid off or whatever. They weren't. There were no charges that I was aware of. There were implications. Well, that could be part of this, the 30 that's there. Plus, I know, and I'm sure you know, that there's tax implications on some of the things that he did that would constitute a felony. But here's a way, I think Americans, and I hope Biden's on tap with this, Biden's staying away. That's a good idea right now. Just back off. Don't make any comments. But if Trump tries to run the clock, tries to pull all this other stuff, Biden can come in and by presidential order expedite the whole thing. Is that correct, Matt, or do I have it wrong?
Well, there's a difference between federal and state. This is a state prosecution by Alvin Bragg. So what Biden could do, he can certainly speak out on it, but I don't think that there's anything Biden can do, nor would it be welcome to expedite what's happening in New York. I will say a couple of things, and I want to first react to two things you said, Bill. One of them is, yes, some of these counts are going to be tax implications. He probably deducted the, quote, legal fee, end quote. You can't deduct this kind of a settlement for a hush money. You can't deduct hush money. So, yes, there will be tax implications. And if he did it on several returns, that's exactly right. On sexual assault, it's an interesting case. He said on the Access Hollywood tapes that he had grabbed women between the legs. Remember, he'd say, I grab them by whatever, and they don't mind. I don't know that any of them have come forward and objected. Apparently, I mean, this guy apparently grabbed one woman on a plane. He was sitting in an airplane next to a stranger. And there's an armrest. He reaches over and puts his hand up between her legs. I mean, you know, there's not a certain lack of class here, okay? I mean, this is not right. But in any event, E. Jean Carroll alleged that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. And she apparently has a sperm sample on clothing, sort of like Clinton's blue dress. In New York, they required a defendant to give a cheek swab, of DNA to check it out against other crimes. That he may be required to do. And if he does, they can then check it against the DNA sample that E. Jean Carroll has. So that's a couple of things. But as far as Biden getting involved, I think Bragg actually, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, Bragg was magnificent. He doesn't want any federal interference. He fired back to Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Brian Stile, the committee chairman who attacked him, and told them to buzz off. And we're going to talk about that, too. So thanks for the great call, Bill. Coming to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. Hang on the lines. Do not go away. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Let it slip, it cough, it check, talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 34. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. Daytime highs approaching 39. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 25. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go briefly to the lines and then back to the subject. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. What I don't understand is the GOP Republicans running to the defense of Trump. Now, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but for goodness sakes, running to his defense is, I don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it, but it makes no sense. Have a great day, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to hit that in a second, Paul. You're absolutely right. They have politicized this to an extreme degree. You know, somebody who hasn't is Moscow Mitch. Mitch McConnell has been silent, crickets, because remember, Trump insulted his wife ethnically, racially, because she's Chinese, you know, of Chinese descent. And, He has called Moscow Mitch terrible names. Moscow Mitch isn't standing up for him. But I'll tell you, some of the others are. I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to talk about some other things that are happening in this that you can expect, and then we'll talk some more from the calls. Now, the one of the greatest responses, that I have seen was Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. And remember, John McCain was insulted by Trump. He was a war hero. The Viet Cong had him for like 4 or 5 years and tortured him. And he insulted him. And he said, quote, Trump said to McCain, quote, I don't like guys who were captured. And he turned it the other way around. He said, I like people who were not captured. I mean, it's a really cruel, stupid things to say. Meghan McCain, they asked her what she thought. She said, I like people who aren't indicted. I like people who aren't indicted. That was terrific. Absolutely terrific. Well, he'll have a mugshot. He's going to get a cheek swab, and that's going to be checked against, you know, any sexual assault cases are out there. E. Jean Carroll so far is not criminal because it's beyond the statute of limitations, but you can bet there'll be a Freedom of Information Act request to get it. He'll be fingerprinted. He probably will not be handcuffed. Why? Because he has Secret Service around him. And a lot of people may think, come on, Matt, why would he be handcuffed anyway? Well, I'll tell you why. Those of you who have long memories in Waukesha County in the late 1970s, there's a prisoner named Philemon Amaro. He went into court. In those days, they didn't handcuff you, and he grabbed the sheriff's deputy's gun and killed the sheriff deputy. And after that, in Wisconsin, in most states, you get handcuffed when you get brought into court if it's a criminal even charge or hearing. I don't care if you're a 90-year-old woman who shoplifted a library book. So this is very weird that he would not be handcuffed, but he does have Secret Service protection. Presumably, they'll keep an eye on the guy. I'll tell you what, this is also going to ramp up the pressure on Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, good old Fannie Willis, who already has plenty of guts, but on those Georgia boys trying to shut her down, that's going to put a lot of pressure on them. We're going to quick go to the lines, and then I'm going to get back to what Wisco Paul said about people in the Republican Party sticking up for him. I'll tell you what they said. CJ of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami Today, CJ of Beaver Dam.
Hi, Mr. Flynn. I just want to first say thanks for your service. Second, I want to say the young lady that's in this rape commercial, I haven't seen it yet, but she needs to sue whoever produced that commercial for emotional damages. Third, Alvin Bragg should start dropping charges against these senators and congressmen for interfering with an official investigation.
These are terrific points, CJ. Thank you very much, because I am going to speak on them and develop what you just said. Thanks a lot. Excellent call. Well, CJ just put it this way. How many times have we said when people threaten office holders, they threaten DAs, they'll threaten school board members, at some point, you've got to bring charges? Well, let me tell you what Alvin Bragg did, and this is absolutely terrific. There were three committee chairmen that threatened him, and one of them, unfortunately, is from Wisconsin. One of them was Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee. One of them is James Comer of Kentucky, the head of the Oversight Committee. And the other one is Brian Stile of Janesville, who's the head of the Administration Committee. And they all got in his face and they all threatened him. And here's what he said. And this is absolutely terrific. He said he would not stand for it, to all three of them. He said, quote, what neither Mr. Trump nor Congress nor you may do is interfere with the orderly course of proceedings in New York State. You are attempting an improper and dangerous usurpation and attempted interference with an ongoing state criminal investigation. You are warned against unlawful political interference. And then he said, this is Alvin Bragg to those three congressmen, quote, your committees lack jurisdiction. In view of your close collaboration with Mr. Trump in attacking this office and the grand jury process, you are acting more like criminal defense counsel trying to gather evidence for client than a legislative body seeking to achieve a legitimate legislative objective. And they, you know what they did? They threatened to defund him. Marjorie Taylor Greene was part of this. You may remember that there is a rule in the House that was eliminated under the Democrats, restored under the Republicans, that said, even if we have an appropriation bill, and, you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars, if there's somebody we don't like, we can yank his salary. We can finger the guy. This is wrong. This should not, never. That isn't even constitutional. Not only that, they don't pay Alvin Bragg's salary. The state of New York pays Alvin Bragg's salary, but they're out headhunting, trying to scare guys that somehow they're going to get their pay yanked. This is what's going on. Alvin Bragg stood up to him. We've all got to stand up for him. And you're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. You're not going to believe what Lindsey Graham said. But I'll tell you what, we're going to a break right now. When I get back, I want to hit the second part of what CJ said about the rape victims that are being exploited by Daniel Kelly suing. That's a very important point. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Like a volcano that's hot, I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
The SHA 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. Protesters are gathering outside Trump Tower in New York today in support of a grand jury's decision to indict former President Donald Trump.
I think this is a good day for America.
But Trump supporters are bashing the indictment, including his lawyer, Joe Tacopina. He talked about it on CBS Mornings.
This is a case that would not have been brought against another individual in this country if his name wasn't Donald Trump.
The prosecutor overseeing Trump's criminal prosecution is now responding to Republican leaders who slammed the probe as political. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a response to three Republican-led U.S. House committees, Alvin Bragg's office in Manhattan accuses the committees of overreaching by investigating his investigation. The letter from Bragg's office also accuses Donald Trump of, quote, directing harsh invective at Bragg and urges members of Congress to use their platform to denounce the attacks.
Exact charges against Mr. Trump are still under seal. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. University of Wisconsin students will see their tuition go up for the first time in 10 years. The Board of Regents approved the increase yesterday. Wisconsin enacted a tuition freeze in 2013, but UW System President Jay Rothman says the freeze is unsustainable now with increasing costs and inflation. A man accused of threatening Governor Evers is taking a plea deal. Michael Yacker of Windsor is instead pleading guilty to threatening former Wisconsin Highway Commissioner Gerald Mandley. In exchange, he had seven other charges dropped, including sending threatening messages to Evers. He faces 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in June. In sports, the Bucks lost big to the Celtics last night, and Minnesota State's Mike Hastings is the Badgers' new men's hockey coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was jeered by the Hannity show audience on Fox. He's gone back and forth, pro-McCain, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Trump. So often, it makes your head spin. Well, this is what the clown said yesterday, believe it or not. Quote, this is Lindsey Graham trying to suck up to the Trump crowd. Quote, on the way to the DA's office next Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. That's what he said. That, by the way, is a crime to say that. Incitement to a crime. And so they said, are you out of your mind? You're a senator. And he said, well, what I mean by that is, he should act like Antifa. And that's what happened to them, and they were released immediately. Well, first of all, El Wrongo, he is wrong. Anybody who smashes a window, robs a few shops, and punches a cop is going to get arrested. anybody on the left doing it after the George Floyd riots, and there weren't as many as what happened on January 6th, they were arrested and put in jail. The January 6th insurrectionists, but not the leaders, not the big boys, the small fry, there were 1,000 of them, 600 of them have been sentenced already. The rest are pending, and many of them went to prison. That is so irresponsible. And the other thing is, these yahoos, these insurrectionists went to Washington and did it on the Capitol Police. You go to New York City, you punch a cop, I got news for you, Jack. You're going to regret it a long, long time. And it is absolutely irresponsible for a U.S. senator to suggest that anyone attack law enforcement. I want to talk about the other subject that CJ of Beaver Dam brought up, which I think is terrific. And then I'm going to go to the lines. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. Breaking development. TV stations have been asked by Janet Protasiewicz's campaign to pull the Kelly ad that victimized the rape victim. The woman in that ad who was raped, Kelly went to her people and said, can we use you in this ad? And she said, no, please don't. Without her permission, they did it anyway. She said, I trust Janet Protasiewicz. She did the right thing. And I told her to. This was my preference, what occurred. Here's what that rape victim said, and I'm not going to name her, when she saw the ad. Here's her report. She said, it was traumatizing and inaccurate. It immediately took my breath away. I wonder if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. She not only refused to consent to Kelly, she refused to comment. Her lawyer is a guy I know, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, one of the best, a great lawyer. I knew his father, Bruce O'Neill, great family, great lawyers at Fox O'Neill and Shannon. And he wrote this letter to the TV stations, don't show it. These ads are paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And they did this to Rebecca Dallet when she ran. She's on the Supreme Court. And in that one, they discussed child victims of sexual assault. And people got so disgusted that they voted for Rebecca Dallet, although there are many other reasons to vote for her as well. So the question is, if to CJ of Beaver Dam, the reason the victims never can sue is their depositions will be taken. And a very, very cruel individual could just traumatize them again, ask them what happened in detail. What did he do? What did he say to you while he was doing it? What did he make you say to him while he was doing it? They're not gonna do that. They can't do that. They've been re-traumatized and it's wrong. And the other thing I want to talk about right now quickly before we go to the line is what is the impact on the Supreme Court race and on the 8th Senate District in suburban Milwaukee? What is the impact of the Trump indictment? Some Republicans say, well, you know, that'll energize the base. On the contrary, this is going to energize voters who will vote for Janet Protasiewicz and Jody Habersinick. And why do I say that? Because Dan Knoedl is on very thin ice. In the 8th Senate District, he is Voss's boy. He's Voss's stooge. He follows Voss. Voss is not popular with the MAGA crowd. Adam Steen ran against him in his district in 2022 and almost beat him. And Adam Steen had no credential at all to be in the legislature. The guy was 29 years old and had nothing going for him. So the fact that Trump, that Voss's boy is the nominee over Janelle Branchon, he's not going to get out a lot of the MAGA base. And the fact of the matter is that Trump attacked Voss. So the fact that Trump is indicted, yeah, they're not going to like Alvin Bragg. They're not going to like anybody. That's not going to help Knoedl at all back then. With Janet Protasiewicz, most Republicans that I've talked to have said that they thought that Jennifer Doro would have been a stronger candidate. And they didn't like the campaign that Dan Kelly ran. And they didn't like the fact that he would not endorse her if she won. He said he would not endorse her. And the clown Knodel just came out, and Kelly, this helps Kelly, said, if I win and Janet Protasiewicz wins Supreme Court, I will consider impeaching her. In other words, I'll overrule the will of the electorate. When do these guys stop? Remember, their governor candidate last time against Evers said that if I'm elected governor, no Republican will ever lose again in the state. And he lost. People don't like that kind of stuff. They don't like the fact that Kelly and Knodel, you know, are saying you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for, I mean, Kelly, you might as well vote for Kelly because if you vote for Protasiewicz, Knodel will impeach her. Hey, Jack, this is America, okay? This is Lexington and Concord. This is Valley Forge. Now, we don't put up with that kind of stuff. So I think what happens is the MAGA base out there, what are they going to do? Dan Kelly's name is not Donald Trump. He wasn't indicted. But what's really going to be energized are moderate Republicans and independents who say, we got to put an end to this. And the fact that Kelly, Trump is indicted, it's going to help DeSantis. They are misconceiving what's going to happen in this race. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gene?
Wow, so many issues, significant. I mean, I called my radio stations and said, stop running that ad. This is abusive of this woman. I mean, this is outrageous. This is a guy who wants to be on the Supreme Court. There's been so many negative, rotten things done toward women. If that don't get people out voting, I don't know what will. And this is sick. But anyway, I want to quick make a comment about the Republicans that keep supporting Trump, but really they're aiding and abetting a criminal. And you know when people say, oh, he's the first president ever got indicted. Well, he's the first criminal president that we ever elected. I mean, this guy is above and beyond the scope of any normal person if they did this in their life or anybody else. Nobody that I can recall have ever committed the crimes this guy has done and ever have the people bowing down to them, those Republicans that even go to the jail or prison where the January 6th people are being held and hug them and give them high fives. What in the world is wrong with those people's heads? And you guys, we got to get them out of there. So thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on, but it's unbelievable. You have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene. Excellent comments. Yeah, Gene is referring to the fact that Trump came out and said that he felt that the January 6th people who were arrested were patriots and they're the victims. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and I think James Comer, I mean, some people who think they're pretty establishment, went to jail, the D.C. jail, and met with these people to, quote, you know, inspect the conditions in which they're being held as political prisoners. And what? It's like you're going to a Moscow jail or a Chinese jail. And this is America. You know, jail is not a good place. I agree. You don't want to be there. But we feed people. It's heated and air conditioned. You know, the people are not mistreated physically. They're held for trial, or if they are sentenced to prison or to part jail, part work release or whatever the heck it is, that happens. And to say they're political prisoners when they went up there and five people were killed, a woman was trampled to death, a woman was shot. Ed Fanone, the one cop, was almost beaten to death. Cops were beaten up. The one cop you saw it, he had his head crushed, remember, in a door, and he was screaming for mercy. There's a cop. They used poles that had these homemade spears to beat them with. They punched them. They punched the hell out of them. They grabbed cops by the ankles, dragged them down the stairs with their heads bouncing off the stairs. You can get a subdural hematoma that way. You can die that way. You can die that way. Several cops committed suicide. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's one thing to say you're a conservative. The most conservatives do not put up with this kind of stuff. Most conservatives don't want this. They don't countenance it. But what's happened is that you have these extraordinary personalities, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Donald Trump, all these clowns. And everybody is trying to make a virtue of violence. And it's wrong. And to get back to the other thing that Gene said, and also CJ of Beaver Dam said, it is absolutely very wrong that TV stations are broadcasting these ads that traumatize rape victims to try to give it what? An advantage? What kind of advantage to Daniel Kelly? First of all, they're false. They imply that somehow Jenna Protasiewicz ignored the wishes of the victims. You know, these victims, there's a victim impact statement. And the victim impact statements and their pre-sentence reports, judges take those very seriously. And Jenna Protasiewicz has either prosecuted or sentenced as a judge thousands of people. She's a tough. She had a reputation of being a pretty tough prosecutor. There are people on the left in the Democratic Party who favored her opponent in the primary for that reason. So it's absurd that the Republicans now come out and say that somehow what? She's not a tough sentencer and a tough prosecutor. But having said that, this rape victim, after she saw Kelly's ad, she almost fell off the couch because they called her and said, can we use it? Your case. And she said, no, please don't. And then she's watching TV and she sees the thing. And here's her statement. It was traumatizing and inaccurate. Inaccurate is a polite way of saying false. It immediately took my breath away. I wondered if there was any thought put into the human being behind the case. I am a human being who wants peace. And she refused to consent. She told Janet Protasiewicz in her victim impact statement that she wanted her to do what she thought best and so forth. She wasn't vengeful. Her lawyer, Matt O'Neill of Fox O'Neill and Shannon, has written letters to the TV stations asking them to yank it. By the way, they're not required to yank it. They're permitted to, but not required. I don't know if they will or not. Manufacturers and Commerce did the same thing back to Rebecca Dallet, who won. And in that case, they were rape victims who were children. Now, the Republican Party has got to wake up to something. In their zeal to win and to misrepresent the sentencing or prosecution history of a judicial candidate who's well-respected in the bar and well-respected among judges, you've got to draw the line in re-victimizing rape victims. You just have to. Because CJ asked, could she sue? Yes, she can sue, invasion of privacy and all that. But do you really think she's going to sue and sit in a deposition and have them ask her to relive it and relive what was said by him and her during the event? I mean, that is wrong. That's just very wrong. And at long last, enough is enough. And whatever their zeal is to get elected, do it some other way. Talk about Kelly's credentials. Talk about what he'll do as a Supreme Court justice. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A tornado watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 33, southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation, highs level off around 40. Tomorrow night, lows around 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you, Matt, for drawing attention to this story about this woman who was raped and had her story, if you will, hijacked by a Republican Party in their effort to take what she had said and her satisfaction with what Janet Protasiewicz had done in terms of coming up with a sentencing structure for this man who raped her. And I would so encourage people, we focus, on the women in this story, but let's just turn it around and imagine, for all the men out there, imagine this is your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your friend at work. Imagine having their life, they asked not to have it ripped apart and shown as a TV commercial in a political situation, and the Republican Party just goes right ahead and does what they want. To be so thoughtless, to be so cruel, to be so brutal, to be so sure of your power that you think you can take someone else's story about one of the most agonizing moments in her life, I should imagine, that you could not imagine that this could be done to your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend. I think the lack of empathy is just amazing, and it really reveals what this party is like. I find it appalling, and I'm really glad you've drawn attention to this awful incident by the Republican Party. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Those are very, very good comments. And yeah, I would put it this way. My own belief is that people do have a right to privacy. And even though people, if they run for office and they're candidates, then, it's no holds barred. But this woman didn't ask to be dragged into politics. This woman asked not to be dragged into politics. In fact, they contacted her in advance and they said, we want to do this ad. And is that OK with you? And she said, no, it's not OK with me because Janet Protasiewicz was excellent with me, and I asked for restorative justice. This was what the term was she used, and Janet Protasiewicz did what I asked. So it's not accurate to say this anyway, and I don't want to relive this. That's what she said. She's sitting at home, turns on TV, and there it is, even though they'd asked her, and she said no. Now, a suggestion was made by a caller, Can she sue? Yeah, she could sue. And to get what? Damages? I mean, she doesn't want damages. She wants her privacy. But what's going to happen is if she sues, they will take her deposition and they will pretend to be polite and they'll say, okay, and, how did he get in the house and what did you do? And, did you scream and what did he say to you and what did he make you say to him and all this? She doesn't want that. She doesn't want that. Nobody wants that. That's not right. It's not right. And the manufacturers who paid for it, they did it to Dalit and to rape victims in her race a few years ago, and they were underage. There's got to be some level of realization in politics that you don't exploit people for what? What does that say about what Kelly would do as a Supreme Court justice? What he should say is what I'm going to do as a Supreme Court justice, not make somebody else miserable by somehow getting people's prurient interest raised. And the bottom line is the victim said it's an inaccurate ad. She did what I requested. And I've said many times, and I'll say it again, these last minute slime ads that come out, the reason they're last minute, because you can't enjoy them that quick, the reason they're last minute is because you can't respond. It's a 2-minute drill, and it's not enough time to respond. Going back to the lines, I'll take you in order. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
Hey, man, I'll tell you why these ridiculous Republicans are acting so shocked that Donald Trump is going to trial. Because they're used to Republican presidents being criminals and being unchecked in their criminality. Hell, every Republican president since Richard Nixon has been guilty of numerous crimes, with the possible exception of Gerald Ford, who just made himself, you know, an accessory after the fact by pardoning Nixon. So these Republicans, you got to understand, at least one of these Republican presidents was going to be charged eventually, okay? And you got away with a lot of stuff over the past couple of generations, but not this time. Donald Trump is going to trial, and it won't be the first trial, because, you know, the Justice Department is going to be shamed into acting by this action by the Manhattan court there. So it's going to be more than one trial. So if you think he's going to be able to run for president successfully in the middle of more than one trial, best of luck with that, Republicans, but you're going to lose again.
Thank you, Jake. And, you know, I think you're right that it's going to put pressure on Garland, and it'll put pressure on Jack Smith, who I think is fundamentally a good guy. Fannie Willis is terrific, but the Republicans in Georgia, they have a judge now asking her why he shouldn't dismiss the grand jury down there and destroy, burn, shred the testimony of witnesses whom the grand jury said it's under seal. They recommended felony prosecutions of some of them. That's just not right. And the only way that this thing, you have Alvin Bragg showing guts, Fannie Willis showing tremendous guts, and it's time we need Merrick Garland to step up to the plate. Thank you for calling. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's your mind today?
One thing I haven't been hearing within the media is this is, you know, the way that the Republicans are spinning this is an out-of-control district attorney in New York that is just overreaching. And the reality is, this is a grand jury that Bragg, and within New York, part of the grand jury proceedings is not only does Bragg have to present evidence, he has to present exculpatory evidence as well. And the jury voted to say that there is sufficient evidence to say that, yes, crimes have been committed. We are going to recommend indictment. And all Bragg is doing is following their recommendations. So this is not an out-of-control DA. This is a grand jury who saw all sides of what was going on, and they decided that, yes, Trump is guilty and he should be held for trial. And I just wish that we would see more of the media spinning it that way, that this is a grand jury that's saying that Trump is guilty. And Bragg is just following their recommendation, and not just Bragg saying on his own, you know what, I'm going to charge Trump. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a very, very good and nuanced point. And I want to emphasize that. In the past on this show, I've said that in the federal system, the adage is that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. That's because you're right. In the federal level, there is no requirement to introduce exculpatory evidence, and the prosecutors don't introduce exculpatory evidence. New York has a peculiar statute. If you're the object of a grand jury, you get the right to testify and go in and give your side of it. In this case, Trump didn't do that, but he sent someone else in. And the grand jury looked at it. They could have decided not to indict. You can't indict a ham sandwich in New York. It's a peculiarity of their state law. And yet they came back with an indictment under seal. We're going to the end of the show. We're running out of time. Unfortunately, I have people on the line. It's a great show, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you on Monday.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.